Today is the 5th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, cold morning. And so I want to start off by apologizing for not being as consistent as I should be. It's been a bit tough trying to juggle ministry, juggle this, juggle home, and then on top of that, losing your voice in between. My voice is still gone, but I think I have a system now that will allow me to be a little bit more consistent towards the end of the year with Heart of Worship. But with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship, and we are going to pick up from where we left off on the 23rd of October. And our verse of the day comes from 1 Peter 2, verse 9. And it says this: "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." And so, Father, our prayer is, Father of mercy and God of all grace, thank you for making us new, your child, part of your people, and a purpose put in the world around us on purpose. Please help us hear your description of us and not Satan's. Please help us define our identity by your words and not by our own words of self-condemnation. We thank you for who we are and that we are no longer bound by what we once was. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. And so if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. And so on Mondays, what we do is we usually use it to thank God for the week past and the week ahead. But today I kind of want to do something different. And this week I want us to focus on how consistent God is. I've been inconsistent with my recordings, and I just thought, wow, I've been inconsistent, but God has still been consistent, and God has still been good. And I want to cherish that this week. I want to cherish his consistency in our lives. And so, Father, we thank you for being everything that we need you to be. Family, would you begin to lift up your voice and just thank him. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his identity. Thank him for allowing you to carry his name. Thank him for the image you are that is a reflection of him. Father, we glorify and honor your name. Father, we magnify you. We thank you for your consistency. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for you are our identity. We thank you because we look like you. We smell like you. Father God, we thank you because you are consistently around us. You never fail, and you have never failed us yet. Father God, your word says that we have never seen the righteous forsaken. And so, Father God, we ask that you continue to be the God of your word. Your word will never return to you void. And so because of that, Lord, we thank you. Because of that, Lord, we glorify you. Because of that, Lord, we adore you. Because of that, Lord, we love you. We love you with everything in our body. Yes, Lord. Malachi 3 verse 6 says, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." That is the God that we serve, and that is the God that we worship on this day. We usher your presence in right now. you are the same and your years will not come to an end. Psalms 102 verse 27.
Your spirit's like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you.
Yeah. You know, over the past few weeks, I have been literally been ministering every weekend, I think for the past 6 or 7 weeks. And I keep thinking about how God is doing marvelous things and God is doing amazing things with the ministry. But last week I was reminded that God placed this podcast in my hands for a reason. And then if I'm looking to grow, that I must nurture the small first. And, you know, I kind of went to God and I said, like, God, I'm so sorry for allowing ministry to take over this, for not being consistent with what you have given me and what I have birthed. And at that moment I realized that when Jesus had 2 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he was able to multiply because he was able to take care of the small first. And it goes back to the parable of the talents, you know, just having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then being able to multiply that. But the only reason why it was multiplied was because there was a strategy in place to be able to multiply the gifts. And I was like, God, give me the system to ensure that I am consistent now till the rest of the year. And literally he did. And so I'm praying. I'm praying that he allows me to follow through. And so I want to use this opportunity to encourage you, anyone who's listening to this, to encourage you to say, what is it that God has given you and what is it that God has blessed you with that he needs you to nurture? We all want the big things. We all want the big lights. We all want the $1 million. We all want the big houses. But what is it that God has given you now to nurture that will, in a few years' time, allow you to have what it is that you desire? I want to encourage you to be faithful to it and place it in the palm of God's hands and ask him for a system and ask him for a strategy. Let him know that you are ready. And this is the whole point of the call. When we answer the call, we don't just answer the call of God in our lives. We also answer the strategy. We answer the system. We answer, okay, God, what is next? We answer, okay, who am I serving? We answer, okay, what is my role? We literally answer everything. And I just want to encourage you that every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shifting shadow. James 1:17. I want you to hold on to that scripture and know that the very vision, the very thing that God has given you is perfect. And it's perfect because it's from a gift from above. Father, we glorify your name and I am asking. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment. Oh. So, Father, our prayer this week is we thank you for the works of your hands, and because you never stop blessing us, God, we know that we are weak and we don't have the power of our own to be consistent in serving you, in doing well to others, because challenges will come that may want to derail us or make us lack consistency. So we ask you to help us to be consistent, Lord, in doing good continually, in serving you continually. There is always a blessing attached. We want to be blessed by you, Lord, so help us to serve you consistently. This is our prayer this week. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why don't you go ahead and send me a message? I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So if you go to Facebook, JC May Music, or if you want to contact me via Instagram at JC May, Twitter at JC May Music, go ahead and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I would love to connect with you. But the biggest thing that is happening here, and this is all you're going to hear me talk about, is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. I want you guys to go to my link in my bio on Instagram and go get your tickets. I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. That worship service is going to be the worship service of all worship service, because God is just going to pour out his heart to us on that day. And I know that God is just going to open our eyes to a few things that we never knew. And he's going to show us a new dimension and a new revelation of who he is. And so I want everybody to be a part of that. I want everybody to make themselves available. And I want to see you there on the 1st of February. Tickets are currently £20, and that's only till the 18th of November. After that, they go to full price, which is £25. And so go and get your tickets while you can and while they last at £30. But with all that said, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I will definitely see you tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed and take care. Bye.